All right, welcome to a very special, well, another, not even special anymore. We're just fully quarantined at this point. This is the new normal, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We have Brandon on the line coming in mobile. Also, we have a very special guest, Stavros.
What's up, bros? How we doing?
I'm seeing you right now.
Ooh-wee.
Yep. Pop is, top is popped.
Oh, yeah, dude. Titties out. No, I'm
titties
not.
Titties out.
I'm not doing laundry, dude. Fuck the quarantine. I'm not.
This
I'm wearing
man,
the same shorts my whole life, for the rest of my life.
This man popped the top off. He's got the Tom Papas out.
Yeah, dude. I got my Tom Papas. That's what I'm going to start calling my titties. I'm going to start with my Tom Papas.
The Tom Papas.
The I'm Tom trying to get Papas my Tom Papas out. Stuck.
And listen, tonight I'm the marriage ref.
Flag. You've been assessed a penalty for your titties are too dry. That's a 15 titty suck penalty. Let's wet those boys up.
I mean, do you ever reverse it? Do you ever have her suck yours?
You know, I have got a couple girls have begged honestly to fucking suck my titties in a way that unnerves me. And
yeah.
I have had my titty sucked in almost like a mischievous punitive way. With the girl.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know?
Yeah.
Where she's like happy to show me what I'm going through. And you know what? I fought it for a long time and I think that's closed mindedness. And I'm gonna admit this here on your podcast, world premiere. This is like when Todd Glass came out of the closet, but for me admitting I like getting my titty sucked a little bit.
You like getting your titty sucked. Yeah. And that's a YBS exclusive.
Dog, you don't even deserve that one, dude.
I'm thinking about like a girl like she's like pegging you but she's just titty fucking you.
Yeah.
With a dildo. You feel nobody feels anything. There's no nerves being triggered whatsoever.
Right. Get the strap.
It's just,
get the strap, get baby the girl. Strap. And I'm just fucking laying there with my titties pressed up.
People are feeling things psychologically.
Absolutely, I would be. I would love that. Yeah, that's. I'm just spitting on her fucking dildo while she fucking rubs it on my hairy ass nipples. I'm just looking down. She's.
Hell yeah!
But I will say I haven't. It hasn't. I don't want to go too deep in those waters. I've dipped my toe, and we'll see. You know, we'll see where we come out.
Have you ever felt objectified by things like that?
You know, one time I did feel objectified, and it was the best feeling of my life. I fucked this random girl off Instagram, and I assumed that she liked the stand up or like fucking podcast or some shit, and she had no idea who I was, and she just wanted to fuck a fat guy. She liked fat guy. It was awesome, dude. She literally, like, usually it's like Indian men that want to objectify me on Instagram, but this time it was like a pretty hot girl, and she just like immediately, like, just came over to the fucking spot. I was on the road, came over, just sucked me off rip, and then just raw dog, because of my physique. And she was like,
"You just raw dog to, you're just openly talking about raw dogging some rando from Instagram."
That was years ago, though, dude. I've changed my ways. I use condoms now, dude. I'm a condom guy, and I'm clean.
You've grown.
What's that?
You've grown.
I've grown. Well, I would say my condom percentage is up. I will say we've made really big gains. I won't say that we're really where we need to be, but we've made huge progress on the condom front.
I mean, is stocking up at Costco?
What's that?
Stocking up at Costco?
Yeah, dude, you should have seen me at Costco. I was like,
with a full cart.
Yeah, my cart is just 4,000 extra thin condoms, the Trojan Ultra Thins. I'm like, I'm knocking over families. I'm throwing toilet paper away as a distraction.
Bear skin guy, right?
What's that?
You're a Trojan bearskin guy.
I'm
right?
a Trojan bearskin guy. That's right.
Welcome to the guy pod. We're talking condoms.
I like to get
hey guys,
thin.
What's your favorite condom?
Dude.
Bearskins are the only ones that work for me.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Because they're the thinnest ones. The rest of it, it's like you might as well cut off a fucking finger off a yellow glove and put your cock in the middle finger of a scrubbing glove. No thanks.
You might as well cut my finger off and let me fucking bleed to death.
That's right. I'd rather
you want me to put a yep. put a condom on. I'd rather die.
I'd rather die, dude.
That's what I say.
Live free or die. That's actually kind of what got me started with the libertarian politics that I'm into today. Is that I was told by a judge that I needed to wear a condom with my 14-year-old girlfriend, who I had her parents sign a document saying it was cool. And I said, "Don't tread on me, motherfucker. You won't tell me how I'll fuck my child girlfriend." And
yeah, you're part of the no condom freedom movement.
And actually, after that, I got to be the press secretary for Rand Paul. So wow. It was pretty yeah, cool. Man. Yeah, they read yeah, about my case awesome. In the papers.
Yeah, you guys are working on a child support debt forgiveness act.
That's right. Absolutely. Let's get
Bernie's going to so, get me. Bernie's thinking so about getting behind it.
Yeah. So how are you handling? You don't have a girlfriend.
No, I don't have a girlfriend, which is tough.
Can't get head.
There's no head being gotten. There's no head being given either, which is just as important, by the way. As much as I'm as much as I'm out here talking about how I love to give head, to get head, I also love to give it. And I'm worried about, in this quarantine, how's my tongue strength going to hold up?
Well, you could pull a Brandon Wardell and go down in a fleshlight.
I could do that.
That's my move.
That is your move. Do you do that
just
like
get on FaceTime? Licks. Get on FaceTime. Go down on a fleshlight.
Girl, this is what I would do to you. You have one to fuck and one to eat out. You buy two fleshlights.
I mean, I've talked about this, buying the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Giving it a little smooch.
Yep.
Yeah, just a making out one.
Nah. I want
to. That would be the coolest thing to get caught doing, is making out with a fleshlight.
Mm-hmm. I think that would definitely
walking
be pretty
on your
cool.
Boy.
What's that?
Just walking on your boy and he's kissing a fleshlight, like college roommate status.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I walked in on my roommate jerking off in college.
Nice.
That was a thing.
Did you see his penis?
That? We are pretty businesslike about it. He was just like, "Oh, I'm busy." I'm like, "Oh, my bad." And we just kind of like moved on, you know?
I'm busy.
Yeah. I've never had the roommate situation.
Mm-hmm.
I've never like had a roommate walking on me jacking off or vice versa, but I do remember one time as a teenager, my sister was knocking on my door, and I had two doors on like either side, and she was knocking on one door, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then she started knocking on the other door.
Oh no.
And she's like, "Brandon, come out." And I was like, "I'm listening to music."
This is my music time. I spent a lot of my life. So our computer room, I grew up very Ellis Island style. There was like too many fucking people in my little ass house. And I lived with my grandma lived with us. So it was like, it's literally like seven people in this like fucking three bedroom like townhouse in Baltimore. And so a lot of my jacking off, my prime jacking off years, was spent in our computer room, which was next to the living room. And there was no lock. And I just had my foot on the door while I was beating off.
Oh, that's so dangerous.
Because that was the only deterrent I had. And a couple times the foot came in handy. A couple times I had to kick it. I had to kick my old ass grandma back into the living room to watch Greek cooking shows while I jacked off. Yeah. We also shared a wall, so I just had to do a lot of jacking off, like with my wits about me. So I've never been caught by a roommate, because so much of my adolescence, you know what I mean? It's like
you were training.
I mean, you're like Solid Snake at this point.
Exactly.
Stealth.
Yeah.
Snake, all right.
But
this snake is. Well, I'll be honest. It's not as solid as it used to be, but it's still a snake. It's a semi-solid snake. If I had to describe my dick.
This was a communal computer though.
Yeah, and I did one time. And okay, that was a problem too, because my mom learned computers like halfway into me. So it used to be my parents are, you know, I'm a first generation immigrant. My parents are fucking, they grew up in Greece. So my mom didn't know about computers until I turned like 16. So I had already enjoyed like 3 years of never having to worry about my browser history, never anything. And one time she caught me, the only time she ever caught me browser history wise, was when I was like, I wasn't even in like jack off mode. I was in like, let's see some fucked up shit mode. You know, when you're just like a teenage. So she was like, I think she caught, I don't remember what the website was, but it was something like, why were you on crackwhores.com?
Yeah.
My mom just, and I'm like, that wasn't me. That was somebody else, dude. I wasn't on crackwhores.com. I was on crackwhores.tv.
Yeah, grandma, she was online.
I saw grandma logging on, actually.
Yeah, I think you need to put her in a home.
This bitch is wild. This bitch is just looking at crack whores suck cock.
Yeah, grandma won't stop going to crackwhores.com. Yeah, we gotta fucking, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has all her wits about her,
it
mom.
It was about time we put her in a home when she just spent all her retirement funds on extra content from crackwhores.com. She was a platinum member.
But I mean, mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, that was
tough. Yeah, wait, so would you occasionally get nut on the family chair?
Interesting. I don't believe so. That's another part of my training that came in handy.
Where would you nut?
I would nut. I think, wow, you're taking me back. I'm trying to think the specifics. I think almost certainly you had to come prepared with a like piece of Bounty and just nut in your hand and then wipe the Bounty. I think I did most of my
like
immediate nutting.
Like cup your hand?
I would do most of my immediate nutting into my hand, I would think. I didn't like shoot it into a paper.
I don't know if I've talked about. I think I have talked about this in the past, but I mean nowadays. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I guess I'll say it, and then you have to describe your process also.
Sure. Absolutely.
It's kind of. I can feel like James Lipton right now.
Inside the jack off studio, dude. We're inside the beat off studio.
I would say my move is to. Like if I'm jacking off in bed, well, I'm usually jacking off in bed generally. Right. You know, but
so you're fully horizontal.
Horizontal until the time of action. Until like I'm like about to come, and then I get on my knees.
You
go prayer pose.
I go Kaepernick mode, right?
You get on your knees, you open your mouth, and you try and shoot it into your own mouth.
It's two knees.
Wait, two knees? You're full like Muslim prayer mode?
Two knees, and then I jack off on my wrist.
Your wrist?
Wait, now as an adult you're doing that?
Yes, sir.
Why the wrist?
Easy cleanup.
Why not your hand?
On the wrist?
What's that?
Why your wrist? Why not your whole hand?
I don't want to cut my hand.
Why?
Bro, the wrist is a small target.
The wrist is like cool.
Brandon barely
the wrist
shoots
is
ropes,
kinda like,
bro.
Oh.
Brandon,
I mean, you guys can't.
Oh, look at the time.
You guys can't see me. Okay. Well, looks like it's nut o'clock. Boom. Ba-boom.
You nut on your wrist and then
you... fucked up technique.
You no,
have your
it's
own apartment.
Cool.
Why are you doing this stuff?
It's cool.
You could just be standing in your own living room doing this.
You can
do whatever you want.
Not in my living room.
Nah.
You're laying down and then taking a knee. Friday prayer mode.
So wait, okay, let me Brandon, can I get a little more clarification? So you get on your knees on the floor or on your bed?
On my bed.
Okay. Cause I was thinking you're right when you're about to come, you get on your knees on the floor, you open your own mouth.
Oh no, that's wild.
You pull your hair.
You pull your own hair.
you're like, yeah, I'm a fucking whore. And then you jack off into your own mouth. And that's the only way you can come is imagining someone is actually coming into your mouth while you're sucking their dick, to be clear. Just to be clear, everyone.
For the listeners at home.
I also like that you could just, I like the idea that you nut on your wrist and then you walk outside and wait until somebody asks what time it is. Or if you have the time.
And then I spend the next hour walking down Sunset Boulevard.
Just hoping you can show your cum-covered wrist to somebody.
I mean, I've thought about... maybe I've expressed this before, but... You know, I always thought it would be funny to, like, just nut on my MacBook and then walk into the Genius Bar and be like, hey, something's wrong with this.
Just like caked on jizz, just like fuck it. You would have to peel it. The whole keyboard could be peeled off. Like it actually would make it clean if you just peeled it off. You're like,
dude, I'm sure they've seen stuff like that too. That's the fucked up thing.
Absolutely.
Imagine just like poking around even an average 50-year-old's computer, what kind of shit they're seeing.
Oh yeah.
What like are you desktop, what's your like horny... what's your process, Steph?
So I'm trying to think. I think I just nut in my hand, bro.
You just put your hand out like flat palm.
Like I'm getting communion, just, dude.
You guys aren't there's no dirty laundry involved in any of these processes.
See, okay. Like that's, here's the thing.
Well, yeah. Are you gonna tell us yours, Jack?
Well, let me.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, usually, standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then
standing up. Interesting.
Yeah.
You jack off standing up
the whole time. And then you're when standing I'm finished, up.
You know, usually if if the person has a bush near their window where I'm standing, I'll jack off. I'll come in the bush.
Nice.
If not, sometimes just on the side of their house if it's white. You know.
I got you. So you're doing
a few places I like to go.
You're doing punitive jacking. The only way you can come is if you're doing a minor crime in somebody's yard. I see.
Yes.
Fully nude outside. Well,
no, but seriously, Jack.
Seriously, I don't have like a mode, but it would be a T-shirt or like an old T-shirt for sure.
See,
you jack off into an old T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, just you know, then throw it in the hamper.
You did not strike me as a cum rag guy, but you learn new things every day.
Well, no, you don't. You never have one that you stick to. It's not like a specific one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whatever the last T-shirt you wore was.
Or like if you just went running or something, just like the nastiest sacrifice shirt.
Yeah.
Are there shirts that you won't subject to cum? Are there articles of clothing that you think don't deserve to be cummed on?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. So there's a class of clothing that you've reserved for cumming on.
You definitely don't. You never do it on a coat, not on a button up.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, no shorts and button downs.
A Letterman jacket, a felt Letterman jacket.
Ah, fuck! I came all over my Stone Island.
Okay, interesting. Well, see, the thing is, I nut in my hand because I'm, and some guys will. Now, do you shoot directly into the T-shirt, or are you nutting on your hand and then wiping your hand?
There's no hands involved. I don't know why you guys are coming on yourselves.
Well, because here's the thing, Jack. It's a moment of that maintains the basic humanity of the act. I don't want to get paper involved. I don't want to get cloth involved. I want this to be a cum to skin transition.
Is this like a green thing for you?
No, it's not about that. It's about maintaining the the naturalness of the. I'm beating off the way my forefathers beat off, dude. All the way, up until we literally came out of the fucking, we evolved, people have been jacking off this way. And there were no napkins involved back then. I'm sort of paleo when it comes to jacking off. I don't want cloth to come until it's over, until I've settled down. Then I can wipe my hands with a cloth or a piece of paper or whatever's around. But
I feel like they're just outdoors. Just releasing it, no, not even on anything. Just launching it into the environment.
That's probably true. Or actually, if we're being honest, they were probably raping.
Just fucking little kids, depending on where you were.
Cavemen were raping, so that's true.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not fully paleo. I've made some modifications to my jacking off.
Some guy who's going around saying that he's paleo, but he's just a rapist.
He has a big club.
I make love paleo style. I'm kind of old fashioned.
Nothing else about his lifestyle.
I'm kind of old fashioned when it comes to dating. I'm paleo. he means he's a rapist.
Oh boy.
The quarantine's clearly going well for us.
Dude, I'm going crazy
in our brains.
The quarantine's good for us.
Pros and cons and so far. Let's get some pros and cons so far, lifestyle wise.
Pros, the vibes are, listen, if the way I'm living right now wasn't going to kill me if I did it for a full 8 weeks, this would be great, except for not getting pussy. Here's the pros. I mean, the major con is no head at all to be found. That it's irresponsible to try and fuck is really fucking with me right now. So that's one.
Yeah,
but,
what was your last pre-COVID fuck?
It was that Thursday. I mean, it was last week. It was when the day the NBA shut down was also the last day I fucked. So,
oh yeah,
it's a day that was brutal. That will go down in history for me for many reasons. But I believe that was last Thursday.
Did you see that? There, some woman on Twitter posted this thing that was like, I need the NBA to come back. I'm sucking dick every 2 hours. I just suck dick every 2 hours.
Respect. Yeah, I'm watching like old games of like, all the things that I loved, I can't do. I can't try and get fucking head. I can't do stand up, which I love to do. Then I just can't like, I can't watch the NBA. Those are the three biggest things that made me feel good about myself. Is stand up, watch the NBA to just like blow off some steam and getting top. And
I miss stand up.
And the Chinese have stolen that from me. The Chinese.
Yes. I'm still
But yeah,
I'm
dude,
still
this shit
getting head.
But the pros are I'm quarantined right now with my boys. Like my apartment's fun as shit. I got my boys here. We're just gaming. We're getting high as shit. We're watching Lethal Weapon. We're watching fucking, you know, John Wick.
It's a sleepover.
It's like, dude, it's like you're 13 again. There's no pussy to be found.
Yeah.
But you're gaming and you're eating fucking DiGiorno pizzas all the time and jacking off. I mean, you're really putting up numbers. So
you'll be sharper than ever.
Yeah.
Your brain will go back to where it was then. So sharp.
So sharp. So good at Madden.
Yeah.
But I don't know, dude. I can only live like this for like a little longer. I think next week, starting tomorrow, I'm going to try and get some structure in my fucking life.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we knocked a hole in one of our walls and we're making it like a prison gym.
Hell yeah.
We got a bench. We got a couple weights. I have an exercise bike. So we're making like a little fucking prison gym in there.
Did you plan on knocking down the wall before that? Or was that like a...
Yeah,
quarantine decision.
At some point, we were going to knock it down, but we were going to hire somebody to do it. But we just put a beautiful window in there to get a little sunlight. It was a fake wall to begin with.
It'd be so funny if you're just already knocking down walls 6 days into quarantine.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Those are the pros are just it's time for the fellas. The cons are there's no pussy.
Yes.
Let's be honest. No one.
Yeah, are you guys on House Party yet?
What's House
Party? No, what's that?
It's like an app you can like hop on with your friends. You can play games.
FaceTime? Is it the same thing as
no,
FaceTime?
No, it's like FaceTime, but like you can play games and shit.
What kind of games?
You can hop into a room. You know, fucking...
You know, like somebody promises to give you
that
money and you show them
shit.
Your dick.
Heads up.
This older man... You play games like an older
real
man.
Games.
An older man gives you money and you show your whole... Brandon plays a lot of those kinds of games.
Yeah. Somebody conned me into camming. Yeah. And I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah, no, it's this. Yeah, it's fun. You get no, there's like I don't know, old man, watch you jack off. And you make money when you do it. It's a fun game.
It's really they play. Yeah, there's a lot of cool games like how far can you put a shampoo bottle up your ass. Those kinds of fun games that they're playing on a house party.
I don't know. Yeah, strangers ask you to suck your finger.
Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. No, it is. I'm surprised you guys aren't on house party. Adam's on house party.
Sounds like it's going to... I mean, that's the kind of shit that's going to pop off during a fucking quarantine.
I'm doing full real gaming.
You're doing real gaming.
I'm doing real gaming. Yeah. Dude, I will say this about the quarantine experience. It's been a little annoying seeing the sheer amount of live Instagram feeds going on. And also, non-podcaster, non-Twitch celebs trying to get into the game now.
Oh, yeah.
Or even just like not even celebs, just people trying to come into our world.
Dude.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah. I'm feeling like Bane. I'm feeling like Bane, and there's a lot of Batmans right now. I was born into podcasting. You merely adopted it, dude.
Exactly.
I love it. It's nice to that feels like the ultimate like stocking up.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like the real hoarding is like when you've got like just content.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
But
brother.
Like, there's no. But you don't. You're prepared in every way except having locked down. You know, your quarantine slam piece.
If I had a girlfriend right now, actually my life would probably be pretty good. Honestly,
because
I'm lucky and you guys too, like we really are But that's how fucking horrible this thing is. Like, I'm probably positioned in one of the best ways possible. Like, the way I make most of my money is one of the only forms of entertainment that isn't really harmed by this. But
yeah,
I still want to kill myself. Like, it's still like, it's so fucking horrible. Imagine like being sick or not, or worrying about like where your fucking next meal is going to come from. And it's like, I feel so bad for everybody that's like not only dealing with this mentally, but it's like, oh yeah, and also your fucking landlord might just evict you and your boss fired you with no severance whatsoever. Like, yeah, this shit is brutal.
No, it's full disaster capitalism.
Oh,
the phrase that they... But it is fucking... Well, there's no evictions in California. Aren't allowed.
I know.
But, like, you still have to pay rent, I think.
I know. That means they'll evict you as soon as the shit's over, is what that means.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Who like, fucking
there's
knows?
No... Yeah.
I can't even think
We need a rent freeze.
When I start thinking about this shit, like, what it actually means for the world, I like, lose it, bro. Because it's like... Yeah. We got senile-ass Joe Biden somewhere, dude. Who knows where the fuck he's at? They're trying
to fucking... He was on that fucking Instagram live story last night giving that thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth Warren was in there, too.
Did you see that?
Was it D-Nice? Was he from Boogie Down Productions? Is that where he's from?
Yeah, I don't know who DJ D-Nice is.
Yeah, I think he was in Boogie Down Productions.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah, I didn't see what it was. I didn't see what the stream
was.
Yeah,
what was the...
Like, he was doing doing a DJ set on Instagram Live that was heavily promoted, and then like Elizabeth Warren was in there just like, and nevertheless, we DJ'd or something
Yes.
And Joe Biden gave a thumbs up.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, Simone Sanders, she tweeted at Joe Biden popped into at DJ D Nice Instagram party tonight to show a little love.
Yep.
Yeah, it was definitely Joe Biden.
It's just Joe with the thumbs up. Nowhere to be found.
I would love to be a person who is just so simple-brained that they believe shit like that. Be like, oh yeah, that was Joe Biden personally in there enjoying his DJ set.
It would be funny if it was.
Yeah.
I think Felix like tweeted some shit about it.
It would be like, funny if he's laying down on his couch.
I mean, he is like, it would be funny if Joe Biden is dead.
It would be so funny, dude. It would be hilarious.
It literally would be funny if Joe Biden is dead right now and they're just scrambling to like fucking procrastinate telling everybody that Joe Biden's dead.
I think actually he's been dead for weeks, and that's why he seems like senile, is because the Biden bot is fucking up. That's why.
Right. Who the fuck was that in the debate?
Crazy.
That was a different man than we've seen.
It was weird.
That they brought out 2008 Joe Biden.
They updated his firmware.
Yeah. I don't understand what the fuck happened. That was out of control.
Bro,
he was way too sharp.
Dude. Yeah. What happened is they gave him whatever drugs they gave Hillary to get over that disease that you get from eating children. Kuru or whatever. They gave that motherfucker secret DNC fucking drugs, and it helps, but there's a big, it fucks you up for like a week. That's no joke. That's my actual theory, is that they gave him some kind of fucked up drugs to get him sharp, but it like diminishes you for like a, you have to be in an incubator for like a week after.
Yeah, he powered up. Andy Cohen has coronavirus now?
Yes,
Brandon showed me this.
I sent you this article. Let me flip the camera. Fucking perfect headline. Hillary Clinton did a shotsky with Andy Cohen 2 weeks ago. He now has coronavirus.
Bro, why are they even still bringing her around to do shit like that?
That rules.
And why?
She's on the promo tour.
Yeah.
She's on the promo tour
for to do a shotsky.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I really hope Hillary Clinton has coronavirus.
I can't wait till she does. I can't wait till she runs for president in 4 years. That's going to be awesome.
Everyone, the AI version of Hillary Clinton.
Everyone,
but she'll still lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just running her.
Nah, dude, there's not going to be any presidents anymore. We deserve the Trump family to be our monarchy, dude. That's 100% what's going to happen.
They got it on lock now, unfortunately.
Ivanka's going to be our first female president.
Which, you know... Every time I see a picture of Ivanka, I'm like, damn, this is a fucking asshole. But I'm like, she does have some juicy titties. And that is something that has to be said. I think we all have to recognize that. As
I mean,
a reality.
we've talked about her her Stuff magazine shoot.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff. That is good.
You've
stuff,
seen that,
pal.
It is funny how she's good looking, but every single other member of all of his other kids are butt ugly.
Yeah,
like disgusting freaks.
I know, and none of them.
I mean, she's. She's like she's attractive, but I don't get any like sexual energy from her. She's too much of a like robot for me.
Mm, interesting. Apparently, Quincy Jones says he fucked her. Rashida Jones
is
so
funny.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
what a legend.
The musician
Ezra
legend.
Koenig's father-in-law. Yeah.
Thanksgivings must rule over there, because he's just Quincy Jones has been he's been going and like talking to the press and just telling them all sorts of shit. What was the
big
thing
just,
he said?
Oh, he was like, yeah, I fucked Richard Pryor. I fucked Marlon Brando. Yeah. Like everybody in the 70s was gay. We were on too much cocaine to care.
Hell yeah, like, dude.
I that do rocks. Believe that.
Fucking
but
every 70s A-lister, I fucked them.
That's going to be me. That's going to be me in 30 years. I'm going to be like, I fucked Will Menaker. I fucked Felix Bierman. I fucked every podcaster. Every I got head from Brandon Wardell. We were on so much Adderall, no one even could care.
I mean, dude, if you're on your last legs, 100%. That's the best move you could do. Just go and change history. Or maybe it's true. I mean, I like to believe it.
No, I think it's true.
Just like your dying breath, just claiming you fucked all sorts of people.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's
he's
awesome.
A hero. He's a hero in the community. Because he needs to he's destigmatizing being a cool gay black, being a cool black guy who's also gay sometimes. You
also,
know?
Quincy Jones, composer of the Austin Powers theme song.
That's right. He's dipped his toes in a lot of legendary pieces of media. That's for sure.
He's in that
he's fucked
in the
Austin
video
Powers.
He's in the video for number one spot.
For what?
Number one spot, the Ludacris Austin Powers song.
Oh my god.
that video rocks.
How could I forget? I literally do remember that video. That shit rocked.
Yeah. No, that song is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh
yeah, you guys remember this?
Kind of. Brandon's the only person whose brain is filled up with like more useless information than me. Oh my god, there he is.
Yes, sir.
Wait, how do you have this stuff queued up already? There's been two things I've pulled out of the blue, and you've like had a tab open for.
Yeah,
it.
This is my homepage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a cool video that we're watching that the audience can't see.
Yes, look at Vern.
Yes, I forgot about this part. We're Vern. Vern is in the baby Bjorn.
Yeah, Vern Troyer and the baby Bjorn. I'll turn it off.
Nah, it's all
good,
man.
It's fine, but, you know.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Vern.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sad, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. Did you guys see that video where he's fucking?
The sex. Oh yes,
that's good stuff.
Oh my god.
The Vern Troyer sex tape.
My man's got a. And listen, you imagine his penis is little. It's as little as you think it's gonna be. That's one that does not disappoint.
It was like a hot girl though.
It is. She is hot. Yeah, and they're kissing weirdly. It's you know.
Yeah, like he's like. Vern Troyer was like, getting like good pussy.
That was a crazy time.
He was, dude. He was
like
that's
that.
True.
She was bad.
She was a bad bitch. Vern was laid up with bad bitches, dude.
The late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, just imagine Mini-Me stealing a girl from you at the club.
Dude.
Like, you're some random LA guy and Vern Troyer steals your girl.
I'm shocked he didn't get stomped out, actually, if I'm being honest. If you're some fucking aggro-ass LA douchebag, I'm surprised some Persian guy didn't just kick him in the fucking head. After
he probably
this
had
girl
shooters.
swooped by Vern.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. Also, one thing that doesn't get enough credit is that his name was Vern.
Yeah.
Think about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Vern getting your bitch stolen by a man named Vern? I don't know about that.
That alone.
But yeah. I mean, that also speaks to LA where it's like any kind. I mean, he was a star. Any kind of heat. We'll get you pussy in where you motherfuckers are at.
That's another variable too is that like a type of LA person is somebody who moves here, like a social climber who just winds up in like the crew of sort of like a bizarre celebrity. That right. would be funny. Like the social climbers who kind of like end up in flexing the Mini-Me crew.
Yes, hell yeah.
I would like to see that posse.
Where you're like Mini-Me's turtle.
Yeah.
That where's, was the mini, where's the Mini-Me pussy posse, dude? That's who I want to be friends with.
Hell yeah. Yes.
The guys hanging out with fucking Mini-Me, dude. Damn.
And yeah, I say this with awesome. No disrespect. I say this all as a good thing. I want to be in the crew.
I agree, brother. I'm with you 100%. Damn. Austin Powers was, you know, that was a... I remember going to every single one of those, dude. I got a huge laugh one time when Fat Bastard was on screen. I don't remember what I said, but I think he said something about... I think there was like a sad monologue where Fat Bastard... It's like talking about how hard it was or something to be fat. And I think I said, I was like, yeah, it's true in the theater. And I got a huge laugh on that, dude, when I saw everyone was just late. Half the people that were laughing didn't even know I was fat, dude. It was some of my friends and then I got a bunch of randoms to laugh. So
that's awesome.
That's, you know, that you, was, were, you remember your movie laughs, dude. Getting a big laugh.
That's when
theater.
You found your calling.
What's that?
That's when you found your calling.
Dude, no joke, getting a big laugh in a movie theater feels awesome.
No, yeah, that would be like the opening scene in your biopic.
Yeah, dude.
The Stavros biopic. Did you about guys ever, you being a stand-up comedian and podcaster.
You know what? That's funny. Brandon, you were joking about it being my calling, but no, I did that a couple times where I would just like shit on something in a movie theater like loudly. And yeah. When it crushed, dude, I think literally part of that was me just so desperate to like not understanding I want to do stand up, but just trying to get a laugh right. in front of people.
I think I told you about when we watched Do the Right Thing in film studies class in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some scene where like, you know, one of the main characters, one of the black protagonists of the film, he's ordering pizza, and this was not a good joke.
Right.
He just goes,
I'm afraid of what you're gonna say.
He just goes, put some extra mozzarella on that motherfucker. And then in class I just yelled out, that's how I order pizza. And
oh like, my god.
People laughed and I was like, oh man, this is I should probably do something. Do something about this. I think I might be hiding my talents from the
world.
You were just doing
Twitter in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quote tweeting in real life.
I was quote tweeting Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
In class.
Dude, I quote tweeted Fat Bastard too. I know all about it, dude.
Yeah, this is really cool. Just describing times we made people laugh 20 years ago.
Yeah, dude. That's what makes you feel alive.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing in 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had this podcast. It was pretty cool.
20 years just outside on the street in the post-apocalyptic landscape.
Dude,
like,
I
just trying to like fuck some 18-year-old boy at the comedy store.
Yeah.
It's like things have really taken a turn. There's a new promising open micer. Hey, kid, let me tell you about that time I was on Adam Devine's house party.
Hell yeah, dude. I can't wait to get sucked off by a young male open micer with feminine features. That's going to be my move.
Circling back to the movies thing, I have like, they're all kind of scattered, but I mean, that was like the one thing you could do when you were a kid on your own. Remember that era when it was like you couldn't drive 12 to 16-ish?
Yeah.
Like, you just get dropped off there, and you'd be... Did you guys go to the movie theater for, like, 8 hours at a time?
I never did that.
You would dick around before the movie, and then, like, after, you would wind up in a parking lot. That's what we would do.
Well, that's big mall culture, I believe, you know?
Because
the movie theater is the entertainment option of the mall. You know what I mean? It's like, you fuck around...
Oh, ours were separate.
Huh?
We didn't have a movie theater in our mall, so they had to be separate.
Wow, really? So you had to just go to the movie
theater?
No
AMC?
No.
Oh, that was the anchor for my shit, baby.
Although I eventually worked at AMC.
Nice.
Dark era, too.
Yeah, I'm in the film industry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Dude, a lot of people act like that at when I worked at AMC. They're like, there's a lot of attitudes from like the 25-year-old like projectionists where they're just like, they think they're going to get called from Hollywood to like get called up into the system, you know?
That rules.
Like,
yeah.
Like some, you know, like Paramount's going to call them and be like, look, we heard about your projection skills at the Bolingbrook AMC 30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to need you out here. We're going to need you out here to work on the new Batman movie.
The way you put the Fast 7 reel in the machine and pressed a button was unbelievable. It was some of the cleanest putting a reel into the machine that we've ever seen in our lives. And we need you here.
Yeah, there was like two groups of people that worked there. The ones that were like lifers who took it incredibly seriously and would get you in trouble. And then just like shitheads like me who just needed to make $6 an hour,
right?
And like, and like, wanted to be stupid, and like, I would get in, we'd get in the dumbest trouble there. I would like fully try to watch movies while on the clock.
Okay, one
time, I fell asleep in a theater one time while watching the movie Thumbsucker, an indie film too, and I got fully caught. They like woke me up.
What was the movie about? Thumbsucker.
It was like a indie movie from 2005 or maybe even earlier.
Nice.
It was like about a I don't know, Keanu Reeves was in it, I think.
Oh shit, we got Keanu.
Ooh.
He might have been in it.
Ooh.
I barely remember it.
Oh, can we talk about how Keanu got like so much credit for just dating a woman that's not in her 20s?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like
that was
like
awesome.
She's still like 10 years younger than him, but like immediately everybody's like, yes, Keanu, you're a hero.
Yeah.
Yes. You're
what a good
and
guy.
It's also kind of insulting to her.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're like,
I can't,
Keanu,
she's a good looking
you're
woman.
You're such a
too.
Hero for dating this ugly bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a pretty good she was a good looking woman.
She's like a good looking woman that's like 10 years younger than him.
Right.
But everybody's like, yes, like Keanu, I know you could be getting some fucking 20-something strange right now, but you've chosen instead to be the most heroic man alive.
That's got to be weird for her, yeah. Dude, and then the opposite side of the spectrum, the freaking French, is it president or prime minister? I don't know which they have.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
prime
think
minister.
This gets talked about enough. He's dating his school teacher, who's like 20 years older than him.
Yeah,
yes,
and
sir.
They met when he was 15 and she was 32 or something.
Macron was getting that good pussy, dude. That aged
Macron,
pussy, dude.
How, bro, could you imagine somebody getting elected president in the United States with that in their background?
100%. Yeah, he'd be cool as fuck. He'd be like,
yeah.
How am I going to get things done? Well, at one point in my life, I was a 15-year-old that had never gotten pussy, and I convinced my 31-year-old algebra teacher to suck me off and ride me reverse cowgirl. And you think it's going to be hard for me to get Medicare for all past motherfuckers? Absolutely not. I'm a man that gets things done.
Absolutely that spin. I'm impressed by that spin.
See,
no, that
you.
Would absolutely... Jack, you got to understand that like most Americans still respect the fuck out of male high school students that fuck their female teachers.
Oh, for sure, dude. Those
well,
guys
I mean,
are
even
crazy.
Phrasing
that is
it like
still,
that
is
yeah.
still the like, that is still ultimately the narrative for most people is like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
That guy rules.
Like even if the kid is, even if this is like, and you know, oftentimes these are, you know, fucking, these are literally minors that are getting molested.
Yeah.
But because it is a,
and your phrase, it is I did note the way you phrased it, that they fucked their teachers. Like they're the active one in this scenario.
Right.
No,
right.
I know. Like that's, but that is,
a kid.
That is, I think because of like, just yeah, I think American pop culture for the last like however many years,
right?
That's always been like the every how many late night monologue jokes were like, yeah, whoa, where were those teachers when I was in high school? Whoa,
yeah, exactly.
whoa. Yeah. Like, yeah,
The South Park episode where the cops are all like, nice. That's
yeah,
it, baby.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It right there.
Like
nice.
That is still I think that's still usually I think that's the majority opinion for, you know.
Yep. And listen, on a case
also for her, circling back to Macron, I mean, could you imagine being a 32-year-old teacher and you're thinking like, man, I really want to fuck this little kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know this is probably a huge mistake and all your friends are disgusted by you, but then he becomes president of France.
Yeah,
I mean, talk about an unexpected come up.
She's like, yeah, see, I knew what I was up to when I jacked off that boy.
Yeah.
I could see potential. I tasted the potential in his nut.
She's jacking him off like, you're going to be prime minister one day.
That's the thing, though, about Macron. Like, that guy definitely probably looked like a kid. Like, I'm not... I'm not saying that if she fucked some strapping young lad that looked old, that it was better. But Macron probably looked like a little-ass boy. He's like a tiny guy. Is it Macron or is it a different guy? Isn't one of them dating an Olsen twin? Who's dating the Olsen twin? Wasn't there some French guy that's dating an Olsen twin?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's Emmanuel Macron, though.
Yeah, he definitely... Yeah, he's got a young-looking face.
So he must have looked like a little-ass kid when she fucked him for the first time.
Yeah, he was definitely, like, a boyish.
He wasn't, like, some burly man that... You know what I mean?
Oh, it is... Oh, it's I found not the prime minister. They're presidents over there.
President, yeah. I'm dropping
my bad.
I'm sending you guys a pic.
They have both. They have both.
This is what he was looking like.
Who's the man that fucked an Olsen... I think a French politician is married to an Olsen twin.
What?
I believe so.
Bro, France is fucked up.
Maybe I'm making this shit up, but I don't think I am.
Oh, and now we're just researching.
Fuck these motherfuckers, dude. Fuck the...
He looked like Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, yeah? So maybe
bro,
he was hot.
Look at this picture.
Show it to us, dude.
Are you seeing this?
I'm not.
Jack sent it in the... Right here, look.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. He looked little, though, dude. Damn.
He looks like Timothy Chalamet here, dude.
But, like, a little-ass kid.
And, Stav, you're right. She married a 46-year-old French banker.
Hell yeah, dude.
Named Oliver Sarkozy.
Oh, so, yeah, Sarkozy was a... He was a... I think he was their prime minister or their president or something. He was in the government there.
He's a big banker.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy, what is she doing?
She's securing the bag on the next level, dude.
She has a bag.
No, she's getting, dude, we're talking next level. This man was like the fucking prime minister and he's a banker. That's Illuminati shit.
Yeah.
She wants to go from being, she was in the Illuminati, but at the level where you get molested. Now she's at the level where you do the molesting.
He was one of those guys in the 90s who was like watching the Mary-Kate and Olsen countdown to when they're 18. He was actually paying attention.
Hell yeah, dude. Respect. To show you is the only you can do that, you just have to be very rich.
Yeah.
It's only creepy if like a plumber does it. But if you're some French fucking billionaire, you can wait and then marry an 18-year-old. So that's a little lesson. That's a little lesson for everybody listening at home.
Everybody take notes.
Take notes if you want to be a borderline pedophile.
Oh.
Get
it was
rich.
It's the half brother of former French president Nicolas Sarkozy.
Oh, okay. So I just knew the last name, but so she's still in her family. She's got the French president, bro.
Bro, listen to this. They tied the knot at a private home in Manhattan in front of 50 some guests. They were offered bowls and bowls filled with cigarettes, and everyone smoked the whole night. That's the most French thing I've ever heard.
That private Manhattan home belonged to Jeffrey Epstein.
Might have, dude.
How awesome would that be?
There's a strong chance. This is old news, by the way, too. I'm surprised.
I was just on the plane for the bowl of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I heard a bunch of the cool rich guys were smoking cigarettes.
It is funny that there are people who are like on Jeffrey Epstein's plane that pretend they didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're vibing.
Dude, Bill Gates out there molesting kids for sure.
I love the Matt Groening story about like he got a foot rub and his feet were so nasty that the girl wanted to throw up. And so she didn't like do anything else.
She was like, "Can you just rape me, please?" I don't want to touch your fucking nerd feet, dude. God damn. Imagine all the Simpsons like fanboys. Imagine if one of them just happened to be the guy who made the Simpsons, and that's Matt Groening. You know what I mean? Just like a fucking disgusting. He's like comic book guy. Anyway. So he was on there? The Simpsons guy?
Yeah, he was on there.
Brandon, get closer to your computer. We can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, he was in there.
Nice.
Brandon was laying down to jack off horizontally. he was assuming the position. His wrist was ready.
Oh, damn.
Bro, do you have a Zoolander poster behind you, Brandon?
It's a Japanese Zoolander poster.
Oh, okay, so it's art.
Yeah, these are
you
this
have
is a
Japanese Borat.
That's not, yeah. That's a good lineup.
No, that's a good lineup.
Is that Japanese Goodfellas?
That's Japanese. No, that's Japanese Man on the Moon, Japanese Truman Show,
nice.
Japanese Wild Things,
hell
Japanese
yeah.
Cruel Intentions, Japanese Spring Breakers,
nice.
Japanese Borat, Japanese True Stories,
love,
Japanese
love
Social Network.
That. Love all that, dude.
We love all that.
I've never seen The Social Network, but I don't really want to either.
It's good.
I mean, it doesn't hold up just because that was like at a rare moment where Mark Zuckerberg was like kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. He was.
He doesn't come off as cool in the movie, though.
No, but even that, the fact that there's a movie about him is pretty funny.
Wasn't Justin Timberlake in it?
He is. He's the one that's like, $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
Oh, nice.
That's
yeah.
deep, bro.
Which is, honestly, yeah. So, you know, timeless quote.
Yeah.
Yo, we should deport him.
Yeah.
I want to deport Timberlake?
Him. Yeah, I want to deport him. And I really want to deport Jared Leto. Like, I was just thinking, if the whole country get together, I know
Timberlake
that they
can
are
stay.
Technically American citizens, but we just deport him, man. Especially now when we all have nothing to do, we could maybe get a vote through.
Timberlake okay. still, even though he's not cool anymore, like the Pharrell beats.
Yeah, that
you
first
know,
that first
era,
album,
like
that first album.
Yeah, that's
what is it? Justified, the one that
yeah,
was
Justified.
All those beats that were supposed to go to Michael Jackson and he didn't want them, and he got and
yeah.
Justin Timberlake got them. That's a great
yeah.
album.
I mean, that's a perfect album. I think he, off that alone, gets to...
And Jared Leto
know,
gets to stay
gets
off...
gets carte blanche.
Jared Leto gets to stay off of the strength of his Joker portrayal alone as well. I think those two...
He
can timeless,
stay if he stays in character.
Yeah, dude, he should be in character. Just mailing people fucking shit-covered dildos.
Oh, yeah, wasn't he... He was just like sending cast members like used condoms.
Yeah.
Was
he? Like, yeah, this is something that the Joker would do. It's like, how is this the Joker wouldn't do that. Jared.
Yeah. The Joker is like such a weirdly not sexual character too.
Yeah, Jared, I feel like you're maybe taking some liberties here. Yeah, no, I was in character. I was I was sexually harassing PAs.
Yep.
As the Joker.
I was
yeah.
I asked
It's his big plan.
I asked a rich man's son. I asked the guy who wrote Die Hard 3's son if he wanted to look at my penis in my trailer. Like the Joker would do. He fucking pulls his dick out and it's also got the Joker face paint on. His dick.
Dude, he spent like how long he lived blind to play that role in Blade Runner. I was just watching that movie again. He's in that movie for like 3 minutes and he was blind. He went blind for like multiple weeks to play that role.
Real, the new Blade Runner?
And, yeah, the new Blade Runner. And he didn't even do a good job.
Damn.
Like, so by far the worst actor in that movie.
Is that movie good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
I might fuck with it.
I might peep it. It's just, that's a weird one. When you make a fucking sequel, I feel like the only one that was like, sounded like it was going to be more of a nightmare that actually turned out fucking great is Mad Max. Like, Mad Max definitely should not have worked, like, a sequel, like, you know, what was it, like, 20 years later? But I was just as nervous for Blade Runner, and I didn't hear as many good things as I did about Mad Max as I did about Blade Runner.
Bro, I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll check
it's
it
good.
Out.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
I got a lot of shit. I got a lot of time on my fucking hands.
You
got
to put that on a big screen, though.
Oh, you better believe.
No laptop viewing.
You better believe
oh,
your
he's
boy.
Got, Stop's got the nice setup.
I got a 96-incher, dude. Just
Holy
like my
shit,
dick.
You have me beat, dude.
Nice, hell yeah. It's a screen.
I have a 75.
It's a, yeah, my shit's a projector, though. But
oh,
it's good.
Okay.
But it's good. But I'm thinking about getting a big-ass TV for the quarantine.
Yeah, go for it. You gotta stock up.
Oh, yeah, dude. Stock up on inches. Fuck. I made a big-ass chili. I'm excited to go get a fucking bowl, dude. I'm about to warm that bitch up. Throw a little cheese on there and just dip my tortilla chips in that bitch.
I've been eating good, man.
You have?
Yeah, during the quarantine?
No, I've been
cooking.
What have you been cooking, bro? I'm out here fucking, I'm a hero, and I'm ordering takeout from these businesses that are depressed economically. While you fucking, you know, non-patriots are cooking your own healthy meals, I'm ordering Chinese food.
I got Chinese takeout this week.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow, you're heroic.
You're supporting your fellow Asian brothers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was Panda Express.
Yeah.
I need to support my Chinese neighbors.
It was Fat Dragon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro, a white person probably owns that place.
I guess Fat Dragon is probably owned by a white person.
Yeah. That place is so gentrified. You might have an Asian running it.
No,
he might
honestly
not be Chinese, though.
Fat Dragon is one of those like gentrified Chinese spots. It is good. The food is good, but like the beef and broccoli, like, my girl was looking for beef and broccoli. It shows steak and broccolini.
Oh, come on.
And then
man,
the picture is just like, no, this is beef and broccoli.
Yeah, yeah. Just call it beef and broccoli.
Just call it beef and broccoli. Why are you calling
it
steak and broccolini?
Call it beef and broccolini. That's enough of a fun little departure. But on a Chinese food menu, it's not called steak, bitch. It's called beef. We all know that. That's how it's done.
So
that's
you.
How it's been done for years.
Thank you.
Don't call that shit. Do not serve me pork belly at a Chinese restaurant. It's pork. Okay?
Yes.
I don't want to know the cuts. Yes. Don't tell me the cuts in Chinese food, motherfucker. Just fucking give me the animal and fucking prepare it in a fucked up way.
Yes.
Damn.
I fact checked this. I do think Asians own Fat Dragon.
Nice.
So you're in the clear, Brandon.
I'm in the clear.
You're in the clear.
Although, I don't know if these people need your support. I think they're pretty rich.
Hmm. Maybe you should fucking kill them, take their assets, give them to poor Asians.
I'm making the looting. Gotta make the looting list now, dude.
Yeah, that's how.
Yeah.
Just kill rich Asians.
I'm about to rent that movie Crazy Rich Asians and get all my targets for when the looting starts.
I'm ready to start looting, dude.
Nah, fuck,
all my
dude.
Friend, dude, I have so many friends that are afraid of looting. Guys
really?
Who own literally nothing.
That's so
like,
funny.
I don't know. They're not. They're afraid somebody's gonna come and steal their Bright Eyes records or something. You know, and like they're one pair of shoes.
Oh yeah, dude. Brandon's sweating, dude. Brandon's sweating. He's fucking all his streetwear. It could get looted in a second, dude.
Brandon has a gun.
Oh,
he's
man.
Afraid people are gonna come loot his old GameCube games.
You see those?
Damn, dude. Dude, I hope not. I hope those are safe, dude.
Yeah, I hope nobody steals my Chinatown Market Chucks.
Yeah. You're
the
North,
collabs.
You're
think
North
of
Face.
The collabs.
You're North
if,
Face.
If high schoolers start looting, you're fucked, bro.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Your wardrobe's fucked if 14-year-olds start looting.
If 14-year-olds or line cooks with a neck tattoo start looting, you're absolutely you're gone, dude.
yeah, God protect damn. Those Family Guy DVDs too.
That's the real.
I'm not safe. I'm gonna. There's gonna be some kid, fucking breaking into my spot. He's like, I'm looting for the culture, bro.
That would damn. Be cool. If you're listening out there, loot Brandon Wardell. It will be funny.
All right, boys. I mean, I think it's about time.
Great,
what do you say?
Great, right. Great FaceTime pod, fellas.
I love it. Yeah, no, nothing to plug. There's no stand-up comedy.
There's
for
nothing to plug.
Months.
Absolutely nothing.
Literally nothing to plug. Besides
I'll
our
just
Patreon.
Say, besides the Patreon, please get on the Patreon if
please
you're not.
Please get on the Patreon.
Yeah.
By the way, Brandon, right here and now, can we establish something? If I get coronavirus, I give you full permission to monetize the experience on my behalf.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
I'm talking
same.
Patreon tier, and you could coordinate with my girlfriend to like make me kind of comatose, do some videos. Like, please monetize it. I may resist, but
yeah,
go for it. And I would hope can you give me permission
absolutely.
To do the same.
And I'm giving you permission to do the same.
If it, even if it kills you guys, you got to make content out of it.
Set up a Twitch. If I'm in a coma, set up a Twitch where it's
Actually, I
it
started
could be
Twitch
a static,
streaming again.
It could be a loop video, honestly.
Yeah. I'll plug that. I'm on Twitch again. I knocked down a wall in my home. I did that on Twitch.
That's nice.
I'm just going to start fucking Twitch streaming, dude. I'm about to be a streamer, dude.
We need to hit the Patreon goal before Jack gets a ventilator.
Yeah. Pay for Jack's care. All right, fellas. Well, talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming on.